Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You know, as a parent, you do your best to raise your kids. You don't get to decide how your children come into the world, but you try to mold them to be the very best versions of themselves as they continue to make that push from childhood into adulthood. As they grow up, you notice distinct features between your kids, and it's interesting because they come from the same place, but very different perspectives sometimes. If you have two kids, it's a easier one to notice than just one. The story of Paul Buster Murdaugh is an interesting one of the dynamics with Maggie being the mom who is there for her kids all the time, really, by a lot of accounts, you know, to them, I'm sure they would say great mom. To the outside, I think there'd probably be a lot of criticism. There was a lot of criticism because by many accounts, these kids were very self-indulgent, self-centered, very much entitled in the way of their thinking and their actions to the rest of the world. But they were brought up in a place where they could, you know, basically get anything they wanted for the most part. And it's not surprising, but it's something that is a delicate balance to handle when you're a parent. So if you do have a lot, you're fortunate to have a lot from hard work and such, that your kids don't have that sort of entitlement there. But probably not the easiest thing to do when dad's been on opiates your entire life or a good chunk of it, and mom's been there and been the stay-at-home mom and trying to steer the ship as best as she could. I saw him snap at least once, a Murdaugh family member said, referring to Paul Murdaugh, the son of Maggie and Alex. He told his Aunt Nancy to go fuck herself. It was about 10 years ago when he would have been around 11. I was alone with him and maybe a few other kids were there. I was on his case about it, but he said he didn't give a shit. He did not take authority well. Bubba Mixon, who is 52 of Varnville, South Carolina, whose eldest son attended school with Buster Murdaugh. The other son said he and his wife knew Maggie Murdaugh well. He said she shouldn't be blamed for being overindulgent with her boys, old school homemaker and mother. She never worked outside the home except briefly when she opened a gift shop on Hampton's Main Street many years ago. Maggie lived for her kids, Mixon said. She was at every school function. She was such a sweet person. She never met a stranger. I can't say enough good about her. I mean that. Someone was doing the best she could, said a friend for the family. She was a sorority sister, a daughter, a wife, a mom. I think she may have been asking for help on some level, but nobody was listening. She had no power. What a horrible death. I can't imagine the last minutes of her life. I don't know what her prayers were. Maggie was very close to her parents, too. Terry and Kennedy Brandsetter, who now live in Somerville, South Carolina, and have not spoken about their daughter or grandson. since their deaths. Terry, who's now 77, has been declining in health since the murders, according to another family member. The Brandsetters were high school sweethearts. They met in high school in Horse Cave, Kentucky, around 1960. They crossed the border into Tennessee to marry because they were underage in Kentucky. Terry got 3 job offers after college from IBM, Ford, and DuPont. He once said he specifically got his dad's blessing to go with DuPont, even though his father had always been a Ford man. Maggie was born while her parents were living in the Nashville area, but Terry's job with DuPont led him to be transferred first to Wilmington, North Carolina, then to Unionville, Pennsylvania, where the family lived from 1980 to 87. Her parents were very proper, Lisa Hyman Moore said, who was friends and ran track with Maggie at Unionville High in Pennsylvania between 84 and 86. We had our little cliques and we ran after boys, did a little partying and drinking, but I think her dreams were what she was taught. She was from the South, and the Southern dream for a girl at that time was to finish college, maybe, and more importantly, find a husband, get married, and have kids. Hyman Moore said that the friendship ended on a slightly sour note because Maggie was always thin and sometimes made fun of Lisa's extra weight. She was just a pretty girl, wearing the same preppy clothes we all did, Hyman Moore said. I remember us out in the fields drinking a six-pack, but Margaret, we never called her Maggie, was always thin. She would pick at me for being heavier, but we all did and said things like that. She didn't deserve what happened to her. I think she got in too deep and didn't have a choice, but she had to be quiet on account of who she was married to. That was the tragedy, I think. Terry's last job with DuPont brought him to Cooper River, South Carolina, and Maggie enrolled at the University of South Carolina, where she met Alec Murtaugh, who was one grade ahead of her in the late 1980s. He was Maggie's first real boyfriend, a friend had said, but her decision to marry him came at a price, a friend also said. He said she'd have to move to Hampton with him, a friend said of the bleak rural town where the Murtaughs have ruled as both local prosecutors and civil attorneys since 1910, but where there isn't so much as a Walmart. Family members who tangled with Paul as a child said Maggie was by far his favorite, Murtaugh, even if the two were not related by blood. Maggie was more down to earth, he said. She'd let her hair down, drop some F-bombs, and tell you to piss off if she felt like it. She had a great dry sense of humor. She had this thing where she'd roll her eyes when someone was doing something stupid like Alec or Paul. She bent over backwards for her kids, maybe to a fault. Those boys wanted for nothing. She was the only one in the whole family to go see Gloria Satterfield, the family housekeeper, when she was dying in the hospital, a local resident who knows the family. A family member said that he was always surprised by how understated Alec and Maggie's home in Hampton, South Carolina was when he visited. The Murtaughs sold that house prior to the murders and split their time between Edisto Beach and the hunting lodge. I wouldn't say it was a dump. It was nice enough, but not what you'd expect from people who literally seem to have millions of dollars to burn, he said. I mean, they never flew commercial that I can remember. They always chartered jets. 2 sources familiar with the case said that at best, Maggie and Alex had been growing apart and were living separate lives with her at a cottage and Edisto Beach and with him at the hunting lodge in Island Town. So what truly was the state of their marriage? A source close to the investigation claimed to have searched the state for any divorce attorney who maybe have gotten a visit or call from Maggie but came up empty. State Senator Dick Harpulitin, one of Alec Murtaugh's 2 lawyers, vehemently disputes reports that the Murtaugh marriage was on the rocks. He said that as Paul Murtaugh's lawyer in the boat crash case, he saw both Alex and Maggie together on a regular basis over an 18-month period. I even saw them holding hands, he said. Sled has Alex's phone and Maggie's phone. Don't you think if they were splitting up and talking divorce, there'd be more proof of it by now, according to Harpudelin? Family members also said that while he liked Alec and Maggie, there was no question that they ran the town. They owned the police. They could always do whatever they wanted, the family members said. There was no fear of consequences or repercussions to anything they did. If I owned the police in my town, I might do more myself. And there, I think, lies the toxicity of the whole relationship, not just between Alec and Maggie, but between the children, the toxicity of these people to society, when great power goes unchecked, great things can happen, and also horrific things can easily take place.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
What do you think? 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. If you want to weigh in on that, you can call 24-7 and share your opinion. We would love to hear it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases we are following for you. You can even get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts. Do check that out. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.